You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 91 of Ravens Weekly. That's right, we're now 9 episodes from 100. My name is Matt Hall and I'm delighted to be joined by Jeff Hutton as always. Jeff,
hello,
how
everyone.
You doing?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. So let's get started, Jeff, then. I know you weren't present at this one, Altrincham. The weather was shocking. Did you listen into the commentary?
I did listen into the commentary and I also saw a load of tweets about the fans being penned into what was quite a small area, I believe.
So what I heard was the fact that 59 tickets, I think it was, had been sold online prior to the game, and that is the amount of seats that Altrincham actually gave to our supporters, and anyone that turned up on the day to pay, of which there were about 16 people, I think, 17 people.
So had to squeeze in the
same
place.
Yeah, and you weren't allowed to eat in the stand. You had to eat by the burger van or something. It was all very strange. And the weather was absolutely shocking. But what was really nice, Jeff, was the fantastic Bromley Boys banner, which we've seen on a lot of photos. Really, really lovely tribute to Dave, wasn't it?
Yeah, like you say, Matt, brilliant to see. I know there was a few photos up on Twitter. I know it's quite difficult because obviously they were kept in that little area at first, weren't they? So they had to put the flag out towards the end.
Penned in.
And I know their photographer got a photo as well. But like you say, Matt, a lovely touch, a lovely tribute there from the Northern, basically from Dave's obviously Northern travel pals, sorry. So Lloyd, Pete, John, Paul, Will, Dan, Blake and Dennis. Absolutely fantastic effort. It looks great. If you haven't seen it already, I think the photos are up on social media from the weekend. So yeah, really, really nice.
Really, really lovely tribute and well done and fair play to everyone who was a part of that. I know it was appreciated by everybody. Moving on to the game itself then, as I mentioned already, the rain was torrential throughout, but the pitch held up and actually made for a very, very entertaining game of football. Here's the commentary from the highlight of the afternoon, which was, of course, Omar Shomi's one and only goal of the game. Omar Shomi, Michael Cheek, Byron Webster all in the box, Billy Bingham and Corey Whiteley staying back, Marcus Sablett hovering midway. Coulson with the floated delivery towards Shomi at the back post. Shomi with the header down and it's
goal!
And Omar Shomi puts Bromley into the lead here. It was a wonderful free kick from Luke Coulson. You could see that Omar Shomi was going to meet that with his head all day long and he nods it beyond Thompson.
Where'd that leave us, Matt? Was it third in the table?
It was at the time, yeah.
Obviously, mate, obviously a
change now. But
sign of a good team when you can go away like that. Score just the one goal a game and leave with all 3 points.
Well, it's what we did there last year, isn't it? 2-1-0 wins in a row, 2 first half goals. Similar games in the sense that Altrincham really piled on the pressure towards the end. They had so many chances and honestly, it was a credit to the defence. And I have to say, I think Andy alludes to it, a bit of luck as well, in that Altrincham weren't able to score and force it home in the end. And a really valuable 3 points. It's a tough place to go. To get a clean sheet as well is fantastic. And of course, we need to give a big shout out as well as Omar Shomi for the goal. Rhys Charles-Cook on his National League debut for Bromley. He's played in the FA Cup before on 2 occasions, but that was his first league game and a clean sheet, 90 minutes in the tank, and fair play to him stepping in.
Absolutely superb, Matt. Obviously, like you say, you caught up with manager Andy Woodman after the game and here's what he had to say.
Andy, a 1-0 victory at Altrincham today. A tough place to go and a pulsating end to the game.
I don't know if it's pulsating from where I was sitting. Look, let's be honest, first half we was very good, second half we was the away team hanging on, and they missed some really good chances. There's no good me glossing it up any other way, but you've got to do this away from home. You know, you've got to come to these places and ride your luck and ride the storm, and they'll be ruined. They've missed big chances there, but you'd have to say, you know, my team defended resolute, I thought. Big Omar made some big blocks. He was fantastic. I don't want to single anyone out, but he really was a pillar of strength in there for us today. But look, as a team, we were excellent. And excellent in the fact of our DNA. We are fighting for everything. And that's what we're about.
And talking of Omar, it was a wonderful delivery from Luke Coulson for the goal and a great header from Shomi as as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're I don't think it's any secret, we're a threat from set pieces, and we work hard on them, you know, because we know that could be the difference. And I said that to the lads, you know, this game, a lot of games could be won on a set piece, and there we go. Today, that's why that's so important.
And you were looking for your side to not concede the first goal today, not only that, but a clean sheet as well.
That was the message. The message was, you know, quite simply, there's a personal message in there for the lads, which I'll keep in-house. But the real message today was a clean sheet. I'll take a clean sheet. I'm absolutely chuffed to bits. I couldn't be more prouder of my team today.
And the conditions, it stopped raining now, but the conditions through most of the game, it was really heavy rain, which can't have made it any easier.
It was a classic away day, wasn't it? Let's be honest. And if I told you what's happened to us in the last 24 hours, you wouldn't believe the stuff we've gone through. I could be here all night telling you the things have gone wrong in the 24 hours for us as a squad and a team. But that shows us what we're about again. And listen, what about the fans? Brilliant. I mean, I think I heard there was 7,600.
76, yeah.
They're brilliant. I mean, I'm so chuffed for them. So, you know, right on top of Christmas to come up here to watch us and support us. Fantastic. Couldn't thank them enough.
And a first National League appearance for Reece Charles Cook as well today.
Reece was excellent. I mean, he stepped in. We had a late change of goalkeeper. It's one of those things that's happened. Many things that have happened the last 24 hours. And Reece, listen, we're very lucky to have Reece at our club.
And back now onto the FA Trophy now. Something a bit different.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be first for me, the FA Trophy. We'll regroup this week and see what players we've got available and where we're at. And, we'll look forward to playing down at Dover again, another away game on a heavy pitch. So it's what this part of the season's all about, just churning out results.
We'll bring it on. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
It's always brilliant to speak to Andy. He's always so honest. We always have a little brief chat before we start the interview. I won't tell you what he said before this one.
I can imagine.
But it was quite entertaining. It's always great to catch up with him, as we always say. And another honest reflection, Jeff.
No, like you say, Matt, I think we talk about it every single week, but in the past, I'd see stuff on social media where fans would blatantly disagree with the manager's verdict on the interview. You could open up the tweet and see loads of replies. But I must admit, Andy seems to always hit the right note, and he seems to always, like you say, tell it exactly how it is. And I think that's appreciated by fans.
Absolutely. I think we've had a lot of comments from fans just on how refreshing his interviews are, actually. And we've said it before on these podcasts, and I'll say it again. When we're not good enough, he's more than open to admitting that, and he's very honest. And when things are going really, really well, he keeps his feet on the ground and he doesn't get carried away and all the hype surrounding everything, he doesn't buy into it. And that's what you need, and I think that reflects on the attitude of the team, which we've seen on multiple occasions this season.
Obviously, Matt, FA Trophy up next, but before that, but before we go on to that, obviously this coming Monday, Matt, Dave Roberts, the funeral arrangements have obviously been made public.
That's right, absolutely. So there are a few people going to the funeral itself, in Skipton, Dave's very close friends and family. However, for everybody else and those that are based down here, we are hosting in the Ravens Bar a webcast of the funeral. You can register for your place and come and pay your respects to Dave. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful ceremony. It's this coming Monday, the 20th of December, and obviously you will need to register to make sure we've got everybody's details, we know who's coming. That starts at 11:40, and the Ravens Bar will be open for teas and coffees from 11, and then the bar itself will open at 12. So we're hoping to see some of you come down and pay your respects to Dave, who was, as we all know, a wonderful man and touched the lives of many people with his brilliant work.
I know a few people have been asking with regards to floral tributes and stuff like that, but obviously Dave's family have obviously shared with us the Bromley Homeless cause.
Yes, Bromley Homeless was a cause that was very close to Dave's heart, and we have touched base with them and contacted them, and they're already receiving, I think there's just shy of £400 that's been raised by the Bromley community.
Fantastic.
And the non-league community and people that knew Dave as well, and maybe aren't connected in a football sense, which is astonishing. And that's on our Just Giving page. So if you go on our website and click on the funeral article, you will be able to make a donation, should you wish to Bromley Homeless, which is obviously supporting homeless people in Bromley. It's a local cause. football was one that Dave was really, really passionate about and wanted to leave a lasting legacy for. So it's been wonderful and heartwarming to see the level of support that it's got so far already, Jeff.
Absolutely superb, Matt. I'm sure Monday will be obviously a fitting day for everybody. Moving back to First Team Affairs, Matt.
Yes, Jeff, and news of a new arrival, which is something we haven't covered too recently. And it's brilliant news. We've added to the strike force up front with the signing of Palace Francis, who joins us from Walton and Hersham. Now, I'll be the first to admit we don't know too much about Palace. I know he was with Cray Wanderers in his younger days and has most recently been with South Park and Walton and Hersham. But Andy Woodman was absolutely delighted to get his man. And here's what he had to say. Andy, so you've added a Palace Francis to your strike force today. Happy with that one?
Yeah, he's a young boy that we've been tracking and looking at quite closely. His goal-scoring record's phenomenal. He's really one for a sort of like the future, really, along the way. Although that said, quite a few of these young boys do get in my team quite early. So, we'll bring him in the building and work with him and hopefully at some point the supporters will see him on the pitch banging in goals for Bromley Football Club.
And a great strike department, if you like, partnering up with Michael Cheek, James Alabi and George Alexander, among others.
Yep, he'll be joining the ranks of those and then hopefully there'll be a few more to come in as well in the near future.
Someone we don't really speak to too much too often, probably goes a bit under the radar.
Do you think he doesn't like us?
No, not at all. No, it's just somebody I think we've interviewed him once this season already, or I don't think we have actually.
I don't know we have. No, I don't think we have.
Anyway, that man is Brandon Daly, our goalkeeping coach.
That's right, goalkeeping extraordinaire, Brandon Daly. Obviously, stepped into the goalkeeping coaching position when Andy Woodman was appointed, has experience within the Arsenal youth setup, has played non-league football below Bromley's level, but has played non-league football before in his career. And he's been fantastic, I think it's fair to say. He's really worked tirelessly to improve Mark Cousins, and he just seems to keep getting better, by the way, Mark Cousins. And Rhys Charles-Cook as well, and actually involving the young goalkeeper, George Porter, Ryan McCourt, amongst others, and that's been brilliant to see.
I think away from the first team as well, Matt.
Absolutely, yeah. So obviously in accordance with our own activities, the Bromley FC Community Sports Trust, we run a goalkeeping session with Brannan, and that is every Friday evening from 5:30 to 6:30. Originally, as Brannan will go into in the interview, it was just open to the youth section, but we've had a lot of interest from external players as well, and it's been absolutely fantastic to get the numbers in that we have, and lots of promising young goalkeepers now.
That's great to see, Matt. Obviously, you managed to catch up with him earlier this week, and here's what he had to say.
A new guest for us on the podcast today. It's first team goalkeeping coach Brannan Daly. Brannan, you've been at the club for a few months now, having joined when Andy Woodman arrived here. How have you found it at Hayes Lane so far?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Obviously, coming into the senior game, I've done a lot of academy stuff with Arsenal and come here with Gaffer. I've had experience of a little bit in the league and around the leagues below as a player. I mean, it's been brilliant. I mean, like I say, since we've come in, we had a great run. Unfortunate in the playoffs, but what an opportunity to get there and then sort of kick-started this season really well as well. So it's been brilliant.
And like you say, when you came in last year, the team did go on a fantastic run under Andy, and obviously went on to reach the playoffs. That must have been a real sense of achievement in the squad and in the management team.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when we come in, we had 13 games, I believe, and that was one thing Gaffer come in and said is we're going to make the playoffs. And if I'm being completely honest, even I probably looked at him and thought, well, I'm not sure about that, but we end up doing it. And look, the team put in a shift, Cuz put in a shift, I mean, everyone. And unfortunately enough, we got there and went up to Hartlepool, and probably a horrible 7 minutes probably killed us. But yeah, look, great experience for everyone there. And then hopefully this year we can do the same and go one step further.
We're going to talk a little bit about the goalkeepers that you've been working with. And obviously, first and foremost, Mark Cousins, who is just a phenomenal goalkeeper, isn't he? He's been in brilliant form this season.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this season and last last season. I mean, Cuz has been absolutely unbelievable for us. We have a little joke all the time. We think he knows someone in the National League paper. We're getting team of the week every week. But no, look, he deserves it. He's a true professional. But it's not only him. Look, obviously I work with him. We've got Cookie as well. Reece Charles Cook with us. He's again league experience. Top true professional to work with, and yeah, got two great unbelievable goalkeepers to work with.
And like you say there, the pedigree, when you've got two such brilliant goalkeepers, you know that, God forbid, if anything goes wrong, you've got another fantastic keeper to step in. And obviously Reece has done that on a couple of occasions this season, hasn't he, and done very, very well, showing his class and his experience.
Yeah, I think that's the luxury of having two top goalkeepers battling out to be number one. Look, obviously Cuz was already here. He's been unbelievable for us, but getting Cookie on board this season has been phenomenal. It gives us, like you say, if anything does happen, we've got someone to come straight in and do the job exactly how we'd want to do the job, like Cuz would do.
And we talk about the dressing room in general, not just the keepers, but including them, obviously. It's a really close-knit group, isn't it? I think it's really clear for everyone to see that who's around the place.
Yeah, definitely. I think it probably shows on the pitch as well. I mean, the gaffer always talks about that sort of never-die attitude, which you kind of have. Look, we never give up in games, and it's like that in the dressing room. It's really tight. I know during the summer it was part of the recruitment as well. We're not only employing the footballer, we're employing the person as well, and that was a big part of what we wanted to build this season and going forward for the football club.
And finally, something, well, off the pitch but kind of back on it, yourself and us, the Community Sports Trust, have launched a goalkeeping training session this season. How's that been going so far?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Like I say, it started off with just the youth kids, and obviously the youth section is enormous. But then as we got our sort of feet on the ground a little bit, we opened it up to the public, and we've had nearly 30 keepers every week, which has been absolutely fantastic to see that amount of young cats come in. And whenever I get the chance on a Friday when we're not travelling away for games, I get down here and get to jump straight in the mix of them and sort of see the future, really.
And if anyone is interested in signing their child up, what are the times and dates, etc.?
Every Friday, 5:30 till 6:30. All the online setups on the online platforms, on the club website. So yeah, if you want to get involved, then just sign up and pop down.
Well, Brandon, thanks so much for joining us.
No worries, thank you very much.
Always great to hear from Brandon. Matt, I mean, I just like GK's in the past, to be fair, cleaning shimmels and that. It's great to see him embedded, you know, really, really embedded with the club, whether it's the academy, whether it's the youth section, the community scheme, or like I say, the first team. Really good to see, Matt.
Wonderful, isn't it? And he really has embraced the role here at the football club, and obviously brought that experience from Arsenal, which is fantastic for these young kids to be receiving, and obviously brilliant for the older guys as well, the first team goalkeepers, and the way he's brought in the academy goalkeepers and made them feel really involved is absolutely brilliant to see too. And he's he's certainly been a really important part of that management team.
Depending on when people are listening to this, Matt, the road to Wembley has begun.
Indeed it has.
Or it's beginning.
It starts at Crabble, Dover Athletic. For the second time in 3 months, we're going to Dover Athletic. We won.
Obviously,
back
our
in September.
Historic run didn't started in just as uninspiring circumstances, didn't it? When we went to Wembley, where was our first game then?
Was that Hartley Whitney?
Oh, yeah.
I think it might have
been. That was actually quite pleasant. That was really
Someone's
nice.
Someone's going to correct me on that. But yeah, it was actually, wasn't it? Apart from the slope on the pitch, they were really nice people that day.
Yeah.
I think, I'm pretty sure that was the first game. This year, it's Dover. Not only Dover, Dover away. For the second time, as I said, in 3 months, we played back there at the back end of September 2021, and a 1-0 win on the day. Not the best game, but 3 points. Corey Whiteley with
a brilliant
goal.
How many times have you said that this season, by the way?
Well, there we go. It's a sign of a good team, isn't it? You know, it's not the best game to watch, but the result was the important thing, and it was a 1-0 win, and it was Corey Whiteley with an absolutely brilliant goal, which has been on the advent calendar on the Twitter and social media, I think.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Josh
today.
On that. Have they decided on their admission prices yet? I mean, that was about... They were going back and forth about...
I think they have. What they have certainly decided on is pay on the gate. But yes, you're right. I think there was... it's pay on the gate only. And they're not segregating because their crowds have been so low recently.
Wow.
And they're not expecting any. I think one of their crowds recently was 300 and something.
No.
Which has got to be one of the lowest in recent years in the National League. I think it was a midweek game against Wealdstone. It was around 300. Not expecting very many to go.
300?
Yeah, 300 something. Late 300s, I think. But still, not brilliant, is it? But you can understand it. Obviously, lots going on at that club, and obviously the fans aren't happy. They're still on minus 8 points, I think, in the league, and it's been a very, very tough season for the fans to endure. So we're going back there tomorrow. Fair play to all the fans who are travelling down, and it'll be interesting to see
it's
how
so
we
funny
get on.
Seeing the reaction to the draw when it was made a couple of weeks ago. To be fair,
yeah, it was, and a lot of people already deciding at that point that they were going to give it a miss and do some more Christmas shopping.
Still not sure if you're able to commentate or not. No, they haven't confirmed that.
I don't think we are going to be able to.
No.
But we're trying to ask them, but the impression I'm getting is no.
Worst case, Twitter updates.
Yeah, Twitter updates. We'll obviously be there providing updates as much as we can, and obviously we'll be getting post-match reaction as well, so stay tuned for that. In advance, if we can't commentate, we do apologise. We are there and happy to do it. It is the home team's decision.
And then it's festive football for a fiver.
It is. Get on down and support the boys. Festive
Boxing
football
day.
For a fiver. Kids for a quid. Boxing Day here at Hayes Lane. Bromley versus Southend. 5:20 kickoff. Get on down.
God.
Get on down before 5:20. Come and enjoy the fun beforehand.
Tempo there. That was like that's pre-recorded or something.
Well, it wasn't. You can clearly see we're live. We're live here.
Oh, Boxing Day at Hayes Lane, always a treat. On that note, Matt, before we go into the details, we should probably cover off the fans' question we asked a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely, yeah. So we asked what your favourite festive Bromley fixture was, Dawn Bennett, of course Dawn replied to it. Dawn says, standing on the pitch at Hayes Lane on New Year's Day 2019 and seeing our footballing hero, Jack Holland, the legend that is Jack Holland, and going on to beat Sutton 2-1 in the televised game. These memories will stay with us forever. And she's put a picture on there of Matt, her son, who was actually the mascot on that day. So absolutely
another televised
wonderful
game.
To
it's
see.
Like Boxing Day. We've had a few televised games over the festive period.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Is it just because we're close to BT's headquarters?
It's just, yeah, maybe they can get back for their Boxing Day drinks.
Stratford, I mean,
sooner.
Not close again. Oh,
well. We're pretty close, aren't we? Now that Leighton Orient have gone.
Colin Head over on Twitter. Bromley 1, St Albans 0, 21st of December 2014. My son was mascot and his favourite ever player, Moses Emmanuel, scored the winner and pointed to him in the crowd. Ah, what a lovely lovely photo.
That is a lovely
well.
Photo, Colin. And can I just say, this was the game where the St Albans fans bought a Christmas tree in the ground, ran onto the pitch at the end of the game, and tried to plant it in the centre circle, chanting, "Where's your Christmas tree? Where's your Christmas tree?"
That was
hilarious.
That was a mad year.
Alex, Bromley FC, over on Twitter says it was his first ever game, birthday present to watch against Fylde early on in January. Freezing cold throughout, but the connection and love was formed in an instant. So very much like all of us, you get the bug when you come to a game here, no matter how it goes.
Brilliant.
And mine was a 3-1 defeat, and I'm still here. So
Ben Goldwyn over on Twitter, Bromley versus Sutton, Boxing Day 2016, Louis Dennis 95th minute top bins winner.
I remember that.
Oh.
And there is a fantastic video right of the John Fiorini stand, and the screams are just hilarious, really, in the background.
Steve McCartney.
That was Steve McCartney, yeah, going absolutely mental. It is brilliant. And that really was a fantastic result, and what a goal from a player
sure
that's now
there's
returned.
There's an amazing photo somewhere of all the Bromley players celebrating with the fans behind, and just in front of it, I think it's been taken from the other end, there's just a Sutton player just on his knees on the
yeah.
floor. It's so good.
Killick, I think that's Alex Killick. Leighton Orient away in the FA Trophy winning season. 1-0 win, Louis Dennis goal. Lots of Louis Dennis on here. Lots of love for Louis. And that was a brilliant goal, brilliant day.
James Dodd beating Thurrock 8-1 on Boxing. Oh, this is what I mentioned previously. Yeah, beating Thurrock 8-1 on Boxing Day. That was at their place. And then coming back here on, I think it might have been New Year's Day, and then losing 2-1.
Unbelievable.
Very,
unbelievable,
yeah,
isn't it?
It was mad. It was mad. I think that was Bobby Bowery, Simon Osborne, Del Parnham era.
Wow.
Yeah.
And to cap things off, Simo
proper
says...
Blast in the past this
proper,
one.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Absolutely. Croydon 0, Bromley 3 in 1988, he thinks. It was the first time Simo had seen Bromley win away after about 15 attempts, I think. I think some of us can relate to that in slightly later years. But thank you to all of you who replied back to us. And
We're still going to be accepting those that haven't had a chance.
Absolutely.
To submit them in. You still got time. It'd be great to cover it off. Is this the last one before Christmas? Yeah.
We're going to see how it goes, aren't we? See what the week brings.
But the festive period continues, so people can still be submitting their favourite memories. What was the
Absolutely.
Question again,
Matt? The question was, what was your favourite festive memory at a Bromley match?
I'm sure there's a few others there.
Who knows, Jeff? There could be some more in the next few days, couldn't there? Some more festive memories that people might want to choose
Surely
from.
Surely hope so.
So the other thing to mention about festive football is, of course, the return trip to Southend on the 2nd of January. We are running a supporters coach that day, and you can still book your tickets for the coach if you're interested in coming on down.
Is that the one where they're doing football for a fiver?
Where they've partnered with us to do football for a fiver, that's the phrase. we look forward to that, and we look forward to a visit to a new ground for Bromley in the National League.
Yeah,
and,
good response to that supporters coach so far. Big thank you to all of those that are making the effort and attending that game. Like I say, it's so important that we really do get supporters on these coaches if we want them to continue throughout the season and into the next one. Like I say, it's been great to everyone's support so far, but we've got to maintain that and keep that going. It'll be great to see a full coach heading over there for the game. And like you say, Matt, but before that, we've obviously got Maidenhead as well, haven't we? It's a packed festive, as always.
It is.
It's a pack. There is no break at Christmas.
You know, for these guys, they're not having much of a Christmas break. I think Christmas Day, and that's about it. And they are on their best behaviour on Christmas Day, aren't they, with the game on Boxing Day. So they're training all week. Obviously, Boxing Day, a day to rest or train or whatever, or recover, and then Maidenhead away.
We love an exclusive. We've just gone over the 2,000 ticket mark. Oh, for Boxing Day.
Is that breaking news? We need a jingle
news.
For well, I don't know when it's Ravens Weekly Breaking News,
yeah,
don't we? Where's Josh?
So amazing, fantastic support, Matt. Like I say, that's definitely going to be our record-breaking crowd of the season, hopefully, the way ticket sales are going at the moment.
Looking forward to it.
Like you say, Matt, £5 for adults, £1 for kids under 16 accompanied by an adult.
Yeah.
Ravens bars open as early as 12 o'clock that day because it's Leeds Liverpool, is it? Liverpool Leeds, I think, live on telly. We've got an football inflatable in the outdoor area, haven't we?
That'd for the be younger good. Ones,
shooting target.
All the older ones.
Barbecue and bar. What more could you want on Boxing Day, Matt? And football.
Brilliant.
And by the way, it's cheaper than watching it on BT Sport.
It is. Get on down and watch it. Be here. See it live. I think that's it, isn't it? I think that's another podcast
that's us,
out of the way
it?
As we edge closer to 100 episodes. That's us.
About edging closer to Christmas. But, so amazing. Thank you very much for putting up with us, as always.
Yes, thank you, Jeff, for joining me.
We might be back next week.
We might be.
We haven't really done a Christmas special. Is this a Christmas special? Not really.
No, I think... Well,
next week. Okay.
We'll see. We'll leave it in suspense. We'll leave it on a cliffhanger. We might be here. We might be not.
See you all at Dover.
Yes. I can...
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm sure
Come
you
on,
can't.
Bromley.
I'm sure you can't. Thanks all once again for listening to us, and we'll be back with you again soon. Take care. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from.